This is Colin Curry from Princeton University. I am joined today by Mario Berry. Mario is the Associate Vice Chancellor of Enterprise Applications and Technology Services at Lone Star College System. Mario, can you explain to us what is the trifecta effect and how do you make it work at Lone Star College System?
Well, good morning. The trifecta effect is basically the identification of having a solid strategic plan, having a governance that is inclusive yet very decisive in making decisions, and then project management. So bringing all three of them together to successfully align and help lead, guide, and support the mission of Lone Star College from a technology standpoint.
Could you talk about each of the three aspects of the trifecta and what strategies you use with them?
Sure. So first, what I believe is very most important is to set a vision and identify where you want to go as an institution, what goals and objectives that you want to reach. And that's certainly where strategic planning comes in. Strategic planning for the IT department should most definitely align with and or just become a part of the overall institution strategic plan. So we on at least 3 to 4 year time frame, we identify what goals and objectives we have for an institution, and then that helps lay the foundation for the direction that we go forward with our investments as well as our expenditures in regards to information technology to support those goals and objectives of the overall institution. Then governance, of course, once we have aligned with what the institution wants to do, of course, there are always many competing priorities. We all have big eyes and we want to do as much as we can, as quickly as we can. And of course, within the IT department, we want to try to be as versatile and agile as possible. But we also have to understand many times that we have to be as simple and we have to try to standardize what we do and maintain a level of consistency. And so that's where governance comes into play. Governance is the tool that is used to better allocate resources in regards to when we're going to do things and making the decision on how things are going to be set in motion. And as far as overall decision makers within an institution, specifically at Lone Star, which we are a 6-college campus, and we try to have all of the, I'll say, top level decision makers involved. That is really our vice presidents of instruction, our vice presidents of student services, as well as our vice presidents of business and administration. And along with that entity, our IT department, we meet with them on at least a quarterly basis. And that's how we slot items in to when they're going to be done and really confirming why and ensuring that they are aligned with the strategic plan. And then, of course, the all-encompassing project management. So once we make the decision and what we're going to do, now it's how. How are you going to put it into place? And of course, monitoring and managing the resources, that's time, money, equipment, people. And so every time a project is agreed upon, we pursue that. We create project charters where we get the executive sponsors buy-in and stakeholders' actual signature of what we're going to do and why we're doing it. And then we have routine project status meetings to ensure that we're all aligned. So we avoid that all-encompassing and ever-enduring scope creep. So we believe in Lone Star by putting all three of them together and ensuring that they are all as transparent as possible, that we're very successful in going from strategic planning to governance, which is making the decision, and to project management, which is actually making it happen.
And you do this on a system level? Your role is on a system
level? We do it on a system level. My role is at a system office, and of course, system office with 6 other college campuses.
Okay, yes. So you're traveling around quite a bit.
Well, we do travel, and I do travel. However, we do also try to take advantage of telecommuting and video conferencing as well.
Okay. What advice would you have for other institutions that are struggling to adapt their governance model to better fit their organizational culture?
For anybody or any department that is wanting to create governance and project management is, I would say the first thing is to first understand your culture. The best practices in governance, I mean, you can hear many different vantage points from services such as Gartner or any other research firm or some great analytical mind. They say follow the best practice. Well, I would say the best practice is the best practice that fits your institution, not the template based will work for everyone. So I would say the first and probably the most important is understanding the culture, identifying who the real decision makers are, because they certainly don't reside in the IT department, not all of them. And then ensure that you have true, solid, consistent communication about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
One of the takeaways listed for the session you presented is to learn to provide continuous improvement through innovation and service excellence. Could you talk about that a bit more and describe how an organization can achieve service excellence?
Certainly. So the continuous identification of ways of improving what you're doing. So for a perfect example, within Lone Star, when we began creating the governance structure, that was probably about 2.5-3 years ago. It has changed every year as we meet with the decision makers and we identify different ways that they want information, that they want to better make decisions based on what they have in front of them, how on a more routine basis we get them information, we engage them. So, and when we go through our budgeting cycle and when we bring projects forward after this, the decisions are made. So each and every year we have made some minor tweaks and adjustments to how often we meet, what information we cover, and then when we're actually going to submit them up to our budgeting committee, and as well as changing the times that entities, departments, or the upper echelon decides on what items or initiatives they want to pursue that are in line with the strategic plan. So service excellence, in my opinion, is identifying the challenge, understanding that that challenge may change over the course of time, identifying different opportunities and different options to deal with some of those ever-changing challenges, and then putting a plan in place to achieve those at that given point in time, and then being agile enough to accept that sometimes you still may have to change even what you just changed.
The best laid plans, right?
Absolutely.
How long have you been at Lone Star?
I've actually been at Lone Star College since 2006.
Okay.
So about 8 years.
In this kind of role, or was it?
I've actually started at our smaller campus at that time in 2006 at our Kingwood College. About 2.5 years after that, I moved over to our largest campus, which is our Cy-Fair campus. And in 2011, I became the Associate Vice Chancellor over our ERP, Student Information System, which is Oracle PeopleSoft, Campus Solutions, okay, HCM, and Financial Supply Chain Management.
Okay. We're running the same stuff at Princeton. Finally, a question about your attendance here in Orlando. Please tell us the couple of reasons you chose to attend the EDUCAUSE Annual Conference this year.
Wow. The reason that I chose to attend the EDUCAUSE Annual Conference this year is because I haven't attended in the last 3 years, ever since I took over the Associate Vice Chancellor role at Lone Star College. But before that, I was heavily engaged with all of the peer sharing, and then we call it networking. But I think it's one of the best conferences that anyone in higher education can attend if they are looking for the latest and the greatest, to be able to bounce things off of each other, understanding other institutions' challenges and opportunities. But I also think it's a good time to truly reflect on what you're doing at your institution. And oftentimes what I find is that when you're living in it, you don't think that it's as successful or as positive until you hear someone else's challenges, right?
Absolutely.
So that is a good time to also say to re-energize yourself, particularly from a technology perspective. You can go back in with, hey, we're doing it all right. And then from there, now I did hear this one thing that we're not doing. Let's see if we can't do it ourselves. So that's the most important thing for me.
That's a great answer. Terrific.